Not my circus, not my monkeys. Recently, we had a storm move through our area, dropping a significant amount of rain in a short period of time. We sustained some roof leaks here at Nilleshwar Hall. As we were leaving the program that night, I noticed that our neighboring tenant had gone for the day and left her area rug outside on the sidewalk to dry. I began to express my concern to my fellow Savites. This is not a good idea. This rug will not dry out. It will get covered with dew overnight and still be damp. This rug is going to be filthy. Everyone who parks here will have to step on it to enter these businesses. Then, looking down at the rug again, without thinking, I blurted out, "Not my circus, not my monkeys," to which we all had a good laugh. The next day, when I returned to the hall to continue the cleanup from the rain, the rug was still there. It remained on the sidewalk for a week. Seeing it there every day threw my mind into a tizzy of endless inner chatter. I stepped over the rug thinking, "Not my circus, not my monkeys," to which the circus monkeys began to perform, swinging wildly in my mind from thought to thought over this rug. This phrase, "not my circus, not my monkeys," was often uttered by an old acquaintance, past spiritual teacher of mine, when I would go down the rabbit hole of concerning myself with something that was not mine to worry about. She would say this to remind me to stop the chatter of the monkey mind and as a way to let go of attachment. It had been years since I thought of this person and utterance, as it was not helpful or useful in ridding me of thought monkeys. And here, outside of Nilleshwar Hall, in perfect timing and order, the Shakti was bringing awareness to my attention that indeed some monkey business was taking place that needed to be addressed. My mind was becoming a circus. I needed reminding that I had better engage the methods for addressing my restless mind rather than simply uttering a silly phrase. In a recent program, Sadhguru Kedarji shared that the only state worth living in is the state of indescribable joy. Coming to live in this state begins with the contemplation of where one allows the mind to wander. He shared that if the mind is upset or confused, the self is not. The wandering mind conceals the self. This is not a matter of analysis, but a matter of observation of where one allows the mind to dwell, so that one can rein the mind in. Doing so, we can see just how we conceal our true nature from ourselves, and how we are responsible for where the mind goes. To begin this instruction on how to observe the mind, he shared with us the importance of keeping the best inner company, followed by a series of questions for self-inquiry and observation. This talk really hit home, as I had fallen into a funk, a depressive state, fueled by this inner company I was keeping, by way of listening to and believing self-defeating thoughts. Over the next several days, I contemplated the question Sadhguru Kedarji offered and began to consider how often I engage the circus of the mind and its monkeys. I didn't think I bought a ticket to the circus. Yet, after observation, I did indeed. Although it was subtle and seemingly insignificant, the thoughts I held in my mind over the rug were a distraction and caused me to contract into rumination on thoughts that were not focused on experiencing the joy of the self. Instead of reaching for the methods I have been taught here in Nityananda Shaktipat Yoga to quiet the mind, I reached for a catchy, pseudo-spiritual phrase. Sadhguru Kedarji shared in that same program that thinking is comprised of mantras that have a whole host of understandings connected to them. Observing these understandings with your spiritual witnessing awareness will tell you where your mind is. Any thinking I engage in has a whole host of understandings connected to it that causes me to vibrate in a certain way and to superimpose into consciousness. Continuing my contemplation of Sadhguru Kedarji's talk and the rug monkey Kriya, it was brought to my attention that the inner company I keep feeds the thought monkeys. These mantras and understandings were pointing to where my mind was focused and how I was vibrating. I observed that more often than not, I dwell on thoughts that cause me to contract and to pursue limiting desires and cravings. I dwell on thoughts of fear, anxiety, trauma, depression, and possessing outcomes. I dwell on negative, self-critical, and self-defeating thoughts that keep me locked in a loop of fear. I then made the connection that this poor inner company is strengthened by my habit of adopting habits, opinions, and notions that are popular among the outer company I keep, such as my family. They are further strengthened and influenced by popular culture that I engage in, such as Facebook and TV shows. I observe this by how I think and feel when I spend the day engaged in daily spiritual practice, performing guru seva, and being in the company of my guru and sangham, versus how I feel and think when I am surrounded by my family and the mundane world around me. When I keep better outer company, I'm more peaceful, uplifted, happy, and more able to see the blessings and messages in situations. The chatter of the mind is less intrusive. When I keep poor outer company, the circus begins. I begin to believe that I need material things presented to me by TV and social media, and that I need to behave in a certain way to be loved and accepted. This in turn impacts the thoughts and feelings I keep as inner company. As the sages of our lineage state, by company you rise, and by company you fall. This is a simple, direct utterance of wisdom, and the reason why there is so much value in attending our programs. From this one Wednesday evening program with Sadhguru Kedarji that focused on reminding me of the importance of company, I gained so much. Here we are taught the methods for quieting the mind and experiencing joy that deliver true and lasting results. I was struggling with a restless mind. Then I was pointed in the direction of peace by being reminded of the principle and practice of the Ark. The principle of the Ark is: the understandings we reach for and embrace always dictate how we feel, along with the corresponding emotions that are expressed. How we feel determines how we are vibrating in the moment, from moment to moment, along with what we project into consciousness. How we vibrate determines who and what we attract into our lives. Practicing the Ark is a way to observe the inner company I am keeping to determine if it is useful and delivers me to a state of joy. Being in Sadhguru Kedarji's company uplifted me and inspired me to honor my daily spiritual practice. That following week, I did make an effort to keep the mantra going and perform japa throughout the day. In that effort, I experienced a shift in my inner state to where I was aware that the circus of thoughts begins when I allow fear to be present. Japa is the antidote for a restless mind filled with fear. I experience the restless mind and fear dissolve when I keep my attention focused on repeating the mantra. Contemplating my experience with this catchy little phrase, the self-inquiry questions, and all that followed, I was reminded of humility and reverence. I held deep gratitude and appreciation for the blessings of grace and instruction in the methods that lead to joy offered by my Kedarji in our public programs. There is so much value in attending our programs. I encourage you to join us to experience it for yourself. Om, Guru Om.